get through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Bet your money all you like. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a saucer of flour. Oh, no. Oh, no. Whatever gets you through your life.
Yeah, you know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some damn fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope. Daddy going to give you something to drink now.
In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have Kelly Griffin. We have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, how are things going? I mean, it's 2012. We're in mid-October. Everybody's accelerating and vibrating, and things are rattling apart. People are agitated. Everything's weird. What's happening at Wright's Coin Shop?
You're right. Everything is weird. And all the weird people come to see me, but that's okay.
I don't know. Is it really okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Why don't we just sit down and let's have a heart-to-heart, Shelley. Do you really want all the weirdos coming to see you, or are you just sick of it? Are you ready to walk out the door and say, I've had enough?
No. No. I'm all right. Come see me. I'm good.
So, can you give us any stories about anybody really weird who's come into the shop lately?
You know, I may have to tell you off the air, because I don't know if they're listening or not, but I do have a couple stories, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think you're going to get abducted, you know, eventually, probably.
No.
You don't think? I think I know who's going to do it.
Who?
Forrest Connor.
No.
He's a serial killer.
No.
You like kittens, right?
Kelly's going to keep a close eye on Forrest from now on.
So, anything special happening at Wright's Coin Shop?
We have bought a lot of stuff in the last week and a half. And you just need to come on down, whether you collect bullion just to stick something back for hard times, or you're a collector. We've got everything right now.
So how can people find you if they want to harass you?
Come on out to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, which is also US 25A, or call me at 828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402 if you want to come see Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, have you ever thought to myself, you know, my job would be so much easier if I could crap gold?
You know, that has never crossed my mind. Ever.
Everybody in the studio is looking at me like, okay, he's finally lost it. He's finally gone too far. This was the night. But no, I have a legitimate science story to back that question up, Shelley, because this could be bad news for you.
Uh-huh.
Because if you could crap gold, and you were the only person who could crap gold, then I guess you would be in good shape. But if you're not the only person, you have a problem. And researchers at Michigan State University say they have mastered the art of taking bacteria in their lab. Let me put it this way. They have adapted them
so that they can digest waste materials and excrete pure 24-karat gold.
I'm sorry, but I'm thinking I'm going to have to throw the hooey card down on this one.
Really? You're thinking this is a bogus story?
So you're calling BS on this one? Is that what you're calling?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or GS on it.
Yeah.
You're calling GS. Or wait a second. No, it's BG.
Or AU.
This is the story. It says, can these critters save us all from the global economic crisis? They give names here, and they say they have created a laboratory that uses a bacteria called Caprolavidias melitidorans to turn gold chloride, a toxic chemical liquid you can find in nature, into 99.9% pure gold. The bacteria is incredibly resistant to the element, 25 times stronger than previously thought. Blah, 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 so on and so forth. They say, basically, these bacteria can eat easily available toxins and poop out gold nuggets. So they say, it seems that the medieval alchemists looking for the philosopher's stone were on the right track, except it's not lead. It's a bug eating minerals. So, okay, last time we did a show, we talked about how Russia has, like, a trillion-carat diamond under its crater, and now bugs can crap gold. I think that your whole life is coming crashing down.
Yeah, it sure sounds like.
Around you. Everything that you have invested your life and business in, it's worthless now, Shelley.
I don't think that I would count on these little buggers. So, yes, come see me. Don't count on these little creatures.
I'm getting some bugs. I'm getting some bacteria. And then I'm going to come see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, hey, I have a big lump of bug poop here, but it's 24-karat gold, and you pay me for this. How does that sound for an arrangement?
I was going to say something, but I don't know that I could actually say that on the air.
And of course, now, really, okay, let's say that now we are going too far, okay? Mm. If bugs can produce feces that is made of gold, let's just say that a man could produce a gold turd, a golden turd. Would you buy it? I'm basing this in science now.
In science.
Yes, if a man just was, you know, he was in agony for a couple of days, he's like the goose who lays a golden egg.
Like anything else that comes into the shop.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to be marked. So
what?
That would be a no.
It has, okay, so you're saying you don't take random organic gold structures.
No, it has to be sent off in acid.
You literally made me spit my water.
I saw that!
For the first time ever. Who assays this?
Normally, we send it off to the Royal Canadian Mint.
Okay.
Right.
So you got to go to Canada first with your golden...
You got to send it there. Okay.
All right.
And you'd have to send a lot of it, so he'd have to be very, very busy for a while.
How much?
Oh, gosh, I want to say it's like 1,000 ounces. Maybe it's... I haven't asked in a while. They may have changed.
All right.
Their requirements, but it's quite a bit.
They will be changing soon, I think. We have a lot of stories tonight, and I don't know where this is going to go. We're getting off to just a royal start. Okay. Here's one from Charlotte, North Carolina, right down the road. A a student. Well, okay, well, have you ever heard of something called Glute Boost? I never heard of this either. Forrest Glute Boost, Kelly Glute Boost. Yeah. Nobody's heard of Glute Boost. They say it's a supplement to enhance your butt size. It's like a Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know. I like big butts. So they say a student at a Charlotte high school allegedly was spiking his teacher's drink with this stuff. 61-year-old. He's spiking her drink with Glute Boost. And so he's in trouble now. They say the manufacturer's website says it's a quote, all-natural butt enhancement pill that delivers, quote, the hourglass figure you deserve without paying for expensive buttock enhancement surgery, so on and so forth. You can achieve your goals and get a bigger booty, 100% risk-free. Police have not arrested anyone in connection with the incident yet, but they're definitely disciplining the student for violating the public school system's conduct code. Glute Boost. Next story, a TSA story. Have you ever felt that maybe when you go through security at the airport, you're being targeted because the guys at the TSA want to have a little fun?
I haven't, but I have heard of other people who have. Mm-hmm. I just try to go with a big old smile on my face and hope that I scoot on through.
That's probably the worst thing to do.
Really?
Yeah. A big smile, they're like, oh, well, she's just practically asking for it. I have seen TSA guys overlook very suspicious-looking characters, in my opinion, and go straight for ladies and do, you know, a little honk-honk, twist-twist.
Nudge-nudge.
Show me more. Show me more. You know, do the hokey pokey here, and we'll put you through. I've even had my little, you know, honk honk once in a while. Have you, Forrest?
No, I've actually never been searched by a TSA agent.
It was an Englishman who did that to me. Did I tell you that? Have I said this on the air?
No, you haven't told
me. I was going through the airport at Heathrow. An Englishman squatted down. He grabbed my jewels. He rolled everything around for a while, and then he stood up and he said, "Okay, cheerio, mate.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cheerio.
You just assaulted me. I don't get dinner. I don't even get, you know, an appetizer. But he gives me a cheerio, mate. Cheerio to you too. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the story about the TSA." And also, a story from New Orleans about something that happened in a courtroom that's not something you want to happen to you if you are a court-appointed prosecutor. Let's put it that way. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself. Hottie, I hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, in the dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Stranger in the dark.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. If you are connected to those scenarios, maybe you should tune out and tune back in next hour when possibly something more family-friendly will be on the airwaves. In the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, Kelly Griffin, investigator Shelley Wright. And by the way, if you have not heard, it is possible that we may have to raise the prices on the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home come November 1st. The Sunshine Simple is a unit that my team and I created, and if you would like to take a look at it, see how it can help you in emergencies or help you lower your power bill if you use it every day, go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the free video there, sunshinesimple.com. And right now we are offering free shipping and handling, but we're not sure if we're going to be able to do that. We're going to reevaluate prices after November 1st. Before the break, we were talking about going through the TSA, getting searched, patted down. Well, according to the Daily Mail, security staff at airports, they already use X-rays, metal detectors, but the U.S. government has a new technology they're going to be using soon that will literally scan every single molecule in the human body. They say this device can be operated from a distance of maybe 20 feet away. It takes one picosecond to complete a scan. I'm not sure how long a picosecond is, but it's less than a second. A small light device, and they say that this thing is able to analyze every molecule in your body and look for any trace of anything that could be alarming. So we've actually moved past the, oh, ha, ha, I'm going to look at your, you know, your boobies and whatnot, to we are going to look at the interior molecular structure of your body from a distance. So, I mean, it reminds me of the toothbrush story that I read at the start of the show. You know, guy does some silly little stupid thing like not pay for a hotel room. Next thing you know, he's in jail because they took the DNA off of his toothbrush. That's how, you know, obvious and apparent we all are nowadays. That is how much of a trace that you leave. I mean, you're smearing yourself everywhere you go, and they can pick it up. In New Orleans, a prosecutor who was actually, he was an assistant prosecutor. He was in the courtroom about to carry out some business, and suddenly people chuckle because they look over and see that a joint dropped out of his pocket right in front of some of the New Orleans police officers, rolled across the floor, laughing. The bailiff and others escorted him out of the courtroom, handed the joint, the marijuana joint, over to the judge, and this is probably going to end his career. They say that marijuana possession in New Orleans is a municipal offense, so police can issue summonses rather than arrest wrongdoers. But somebody who was involved in this story apparently claims that they suspect, quote, more than 50% of the city employees at any given time are either stoned, drunk, or something else on a lunch break, end quote. Sounds like a fun place to work. Yeah. Hey, is her microphone on? Yeah. Now, Denver, Colorado. They say the popularity of medical marijuana in Colorado has an unintended side effect. dogs getting stoned. This is happening more and more, sometimes with unintended deadly results. A lot of people are getting their dogs high, but it says that sometimes the dogs are dying. Now, this doesn't make sense to me. I mean, people can get pretty freaking high, and they don't die. So, you know, why is this? It says some dogs don't survive at all. Okay, here we go. It says some of these are baked into goods, and sometimes they feed these things to dogs. I've always heard that dogs can't eat chocolate, that they'll die. Anybody know if that's true?
It is on some dogs. It's not all dogs, but as a general precaution, they say don't feed any chocolate to dogs at all. There's some dogs that can't handle or digest the chocolate.
It's poisonous.
It's poisonous?
Yeah, it'll kill them. They can die from small amounts.
I know birds can die from chocolate.
Dogs can.
I think cats can, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that odd?
I recommend feeding chocolate to small dogs.
Large amounts to small dogs.
Yes.
Direct just, all your mail to Forest on
just
that
just as
one.
An experiment, just to see what happens.
Yes, all the mail goes to Forrest. You know, Forrest, you've been a friend of mine for a long time now.
I have.
You've seen a lot of parties. You've seen a lot of beer cans mount up.
Yes.
Have you ever gone and traded your beer cans in for scrap?
No.
Well, I did recently. And the reason I think about this, there's a story from Washington State. It says someone is targeting bathrooms there in restaurants. They're going in and stealing toilet parts, apparently to scrap them. I've heard about, like, bridges being disassembled and that kind of thing. They say the victims believe whoever's doing it knows a thing or two about plumbing. And they give all these different examples. You know, somebody's going in and tearing these toilets apart. Well, I do drink canned beer from time to time. And when I drink it, I throw my cans into a box. And then that box turns into a bigger box, and then several boxes, and then, you know...
You get a bag built up, and it's time to go to the recycling
yeah.
place.
So I finally built up months and months, I don't even know how long, worth of beer cans. And I went to the recycling place, and they weighed it, and they said, okay, you have 16 pounds of Miller Lite here.
God.
And I was like, hey, that's great. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? 16
yeah.
pounds of cans?
Yeah.
What'd you get, 10 cent?
I got $11. I think, I mean, okay, it's $11 is $11.
Right.
It was kind of like a wah, 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 wah. I think I should have gotten more. How much would you have given me at Wright's Coin Shop?
For aluminum?
For Joshua P. Warren's beer cans. People will buy those to give to their kids at Christmas.
Uh-huh, yeah. Maybe you'd do better on eBay with that one.
Yeah, there's not a special Joshua Warren value that's added to beer cans?
No.
Maybe a devalue.
I guess I'll just keep taking, or maybe I'll just be spiteful and I'll just dump them in a nice pristine pond somewhere.
Throw your $11 away.
Yeah. You're not going to pay me more than this. Screw you, Mother Nature. Take that.
Well, actually, Mother Nature will recycle itself over time.
In 1,000 years. A beautiful flower will sprout from that pond, yes.
Exactly.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, oh, goodness, what is this? A man bitten on the leg by another man in an adult store in Chicago. What can I say? It's the dark 30 hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
the Dark 30 Hour on this Halloween October edition of Speaking of Strange. Who knew we'd be around long enough to do October of 2012? I should have retired long ago, but here we are. It's October 2012, the Dark 30 Hour. And I've got so many crazy stories, I'm going to just up this pace to what Mobius calls shotgun pace. We're just going to bang, bang, bang. Because, I mean, the world is truly going nuts. I mean, the world's going to be over, what, like 2.5 months, something like that, Forrest?
According to the Mayan calendar.
Maybe two, a little over two. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something amazing.
Two months and and 12 days.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, 2 months and 9 days.
We are, this is an end time show right here. Jesus never saw this, did he? He never predicted, in the end days, there will be a show called Speaking.
Let me ask you this. Of course, some people have said the Mayan calendar did not account for leap years, so therefore the end of the world was supposed to happen 7.5 months ago.
Yeah, there are all kinds of different interpretations, but ultimately the Mayan calendar was based upon lunar cycles, and so it all works out in the end.
Right.
It's when that alignment happens.
Right.
At 11:11 UT, which is 6:11 East Coast time.
In the a.m.?
The morning of Friday, December 21st, 2012. That's when the alignment will happen.
I'm going to still be asleep.
No, you won't. You have no idea. You're going to have little saucers hovering in your front yard. You're going to be shrieking. You're going to be horrified.
No changes until I've had my morning coffee.
Maybe it's better if it happens before you have your morning coffee.
All these people keep asking me to travel somewhere, and I'm like, I'm not traveling. No, I'm going to be holed up with a shotgun. If I have a party, it'll be a very, very small one.
Bring your own guns?
Yes. Bring all your resources to my house. Here's a story from Chicago, Illinois. A Cook County prosecutor has been charged with misdemeanor, battery, and criminal trespass. He became disruptive. Now, mind you, this is a prosecutor. I just read a story about a prosecutor type in New Orleans who has joint, fall out of his pocket. This guy is accused of biting a store worker in the leg when she, wait a second, when she, say she, when was asked to leave. Okay, yeah, okay. I was thinking, like, did they mean he? No, it's a she. He bit a woman in the leg after she was asked to leave if she didn't buy something. That's weird. Some of these stories, I read them, I'm like, what's happening here exactly? Yeah, this guy in an adult store bit a woman on the leg. Okay. Next story, it's a Walmart story. Utah. They say a man in a wheelchair in Walmart just exposed himself to everybody. 57 years old. They say he was just, he was sitting in his wheelchair and saying lewd things to people. Next thing you know, he just, pulls his pants down, and that's that. Next story. You like shotgun faces?
Oh, yeah.
Michigan. An eccentric Michigan State University math professor had what appears to be a nervous breakdown right in the middle of class. He just removed all of his clothes, and he started screaming obscenities at students. Security was called, and apparently he was eventually taken into protective custody, taken to the hospital. All these students are saying, well, yeah, he was always a weird man. So he walked out, he walked down to a hallway, and he came back screaming into the classroom, naked except for his socks. If you're going to do naked, why not just do naked? Why leave the socks on?
Well, your feet get cold.
Oh, okay. That explains it. Next story. This is a GOP representative, i.e. Republicans. Now, we try to avoid political stuff, but this goes beyond political. According to this story in the Huffington Post, a Florida...
It won't work!
A Florida representative asked his wife to be a porn star in a handwritten letter from Iraq. In a 2003 note, this is just now surfaced, detailing, quote, non-negotiable sex acts she was to perform once he returned. And he says, quote, all I need to know is, are you committed to being a porn star? I do not want to hear no, or we'll see about that. God has authorized you, and that is what I want. End quote. Republican guy trying to get his wife to be a porn star. Next story, China. Mega millionaire offers a $65 million reward to any man who can make his daughter go straight. Apparently a multimillionaire here says that he learned that his daughter eloped with her long-term female partner to France. In addition to the dowry, this China businessman has pledged to help the successful suitor launch his own business, and he calls the prize money, quote, an inducement to attract someone who has the talent but not the capital to start his own business, end quote. Yeah, talent, a lot of talent. Says whether or not this guy is truly qualified to give marriage advice to anybody is questionable, though, because this 76-year-old tycoon apparently has bragged about himself sleeping with 10,000 women. But he believes that his daughter can be shifted from her current lesbian position for now, $65 million.
Now, does that have to get married? Do they have to prove that she's no longer lesbian? Or can we contact the daughter and say, hey, listen,
exactly.
Do you want to make a couple $1,000s? Here's what I can do. Here's what I can do for you.
You're like, a mad genius.
You bring me home to daddy.
Yes.
For a couple months, I'll pay you $100 a day.
Yes.
To live with me for a couple months till daddy's convinced, then we go about our merry way.
And then I will give you a $5,000 bonus.
That's right, to never speak to me again.
And I get 64.75... $1 billion. Well, maybe we should just put this out there officially to the universe. It is 2012. We can manifest things. Chinese lesbian lady, if you are listening, either Forrest or I will marry you. I do happen to be married right now, but don't worry about that. You know, that's easy. We're Americans. That's like...
We can get around that.
Exactly. I or Forrest will marry you, and I will write up a little certificate of authenticity. I'll stamp it. I'll have it notarized. It says, hey, let me tell you something, Dad. She ain't a lesbian no more. Know what I mean? Yeah! And then... I will give her like I'm talking to you, my future wife. I will give you $10,000.
I'll give you 13.
Well, but you see, here's the thing. You look at Forrest and look at me.
Right.
He's a serial killer. He might kill you in the middle of the night.
Well, hey, who's got serial killer blood in them, though?
Well, that's true. That's what you have to weigh out. I literally have serial killer genes, but he failed the serial killer test. So, who's more likely to kill you?
Now, have you taken this test yourself?
No. Sure.
No, you haven't, because you read it online somewhere, and you're just administering to everyone else.
I passed that a long time ago.
We see.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, it's too bad we're up on a break.
We are.
All right, well, look, we've made our proposals, and Lady Hung Chow Fong, I have given you your options. So go to joshuapwarren.com if you want to follow up on this very sincere and lucrative opportunity. When we come back, the stories that I have saved for the end. And once again, I'm just going to have to breeze right through these, because if I spend too much time on anyone, I will probably get kicked off the air. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Minutes of the night, Speaking of Strange, wrapping up the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. It's one of those October editions, and barring ball games, we'll have a new one for you each Saturday. But mind you, the content that I'm about to read is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, okay? Just turn off the radio, come back, listen later. That's your warning, because I have a series of stories here growing in, you know, one type of twistedness or another, and I'm just going to just kind of hit each one. Maybe you've heard the singer Kesha claims that she has been having sex with a ghost. You know, once in a while, singers come out with these types of claims. The thing is,
they need to sell records?
Well, exactly. You know, it's like, has she really been doing this? Well, either way, she has a new song called Supernatural. And so she claims that it's about her experiences getting it on with the ghost. So she says, quote, "I'm very open to it." I don't know. You know, maybe we shouldn't even dig into that. But let me just say quickly, do you think that a singer, Shelley Wright, who says, "Oh yeah, I'm so into getting along with the ghost," do you think that she's just trying to sell a record to have that kind of attitude?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very possible.
It's kind of messed up, really, because you talk to people who really say they're having that experience. In Florida, a guy, wait. Oh, yeah. There it is. That's better. In Florida, a man was arrested for getting it on with a horse. Okay, it's almost like, yeah, all right. What's new? He was arrested. They put him in jail. He gets out. And he headed straight back to the barn to continue. Now, that is one attractive horse.
It's buggery, isn't it?
That is, That is officially what we call buggery. Very good. And it's and the horse owner said, quote, "I had a feeling he'd be back because I believe it's a compulsion type of thing with him. I don't understand it. It's just bad," end quote. Well, you know, maybe this is like a sweeping romance and the owner just shouldn't stand in the way. Just say, hey, if he and the horse love each other that much. Next story. Now we're going to Japan. It's like, great. How could things get any more messed up? Let's go to Japan. A new bar has opened in Japan called the Love Jewel. Well, that's how we would interpret it. A love bar dedicated to women. Once women come in, they are able to find a nice, comfortable seat, and they say that instead of finding rows of liquor bottles on the bar, there are rows of various toys that women will enjoy.
Right.
So I've heard. And that women can sit there and enjoy these devices while having conversations about things that women like to discuss. One woman said, quote, "I go because it's a safe place and I don't have to worry about trying to brush off men all the time. It's a great place to drink and talk about what women love to talk about," end quote. And they say that a man who comes in has to have a woman, so there's no single man.
Sure, there's quite a buzz going on in Japan about that.
I've heard that, yeah. I've heard the whole place is buzzing. There's even a cuddle club that's opened also, a separate story, a sleep-together shop. Japan's first cuddle club, apparently you go in and you pay about $38 and you get to lay down and cuddle up and take a nap with a stranger. They say that it's not, you know, it's nothing sexual. You just get to lay down for a certain period of time, depending on, you know, how much you pay, just to cuddle up. And you might also give each other a foot massage. Japanese people! And here's the last story. And this is the one that I read, and I was like, really? Really? It's from Canada. You know, I've topped Japan with a Canadian story. Apparently, a legitimate coalition in Canada is working with the schools to create a program called Just Say Yes. And they say that most of us, and I'm paraphrasing a lot here, but they're saying most young people are told they can't enjoy this and that and the other. So we are telling them it's okay as long as you use fruits and vegetables. And they have a whole campaign incorporating fruits and vegetables into this arena for young people to adjust to that part of growing up. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Kuka, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And hopefully, barring ball games, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded! Yeah,